Yo.
Yeah. It was a little like technical difficulties, but I was saying like we got it right.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so we'll just jump, you know, like right into it then. You know what I mean? Tell me, you know, like about your upbringing.
Well, I was brought up, and my mom was a Christian, and my stepmom was Jehovah's Witness, you know. So I was kind of raised up in both of those things.
Right. What can you say, you know, like about being like a Jehovah's Witness, you know, like being like a Christian, like what's the like differences between the two?
I mean, the difference is they're both man-made. They're religions. They were made by so-called white people. You know, that's when I started learning about who we truly are. Because real quick, let me ask you a question. What would you say your nationality is? Like, you say your race, what would you say your race is?
Well, you know, like, you know, when they try to pick her, they say African-American. But that's what they say.
Right. And we didn't become African-American until the 1980s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So before that, we was all these different bywords that they started putting upon our people. So as I started growing up and actually started hearing the truth of the Bible, that religion don't teach, that's when I kind of really had a clear understanding of what's really going on, because Christianity and Jehovah's Witness, they basically tell you that you really can do what you want to do, which don't make sense, because if their theory was right, then hell, so the hell that they talk about wouldn't exist. Because even if you're a rapist, all you got to do is ask God to forgive you, and you should be forgiven according to their doctrine, their knowledge. Because all they got to do is say, you know, whatever you're doing, all you got to ask for forgiveness, and you'll be forgiven.
Right.
So it shouldn't be no so-called hell that people got to go to, because all you got to do is ask for forgiveness. So you can do whatever evil, wickedness you want to do and just ask for forgiveness.
But, like, what all you say about this right here, though? Like, you know, everybody don't get opportunity to ask for forgiveness, or like the opportunity to like repent, though. Because some people just die in sin, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right about that. But then this is how you got to also think of it, too. If I go rape somebody right now, you know, and then, you know, tomorrow I come try to tell the church this, I raped somebody, you know what I'm saying? They're going to kick me out.
Right, you right.
You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna, no, heck no, brother. You can't, no, it ain't here. So it's like, you know, they kind of pick and choose who they want around them. I might have made a mistake.
You right, though. Like, you could have been under the influence or anything.
Right. So if I kill somebody, they gonna call the police on me.
Right.
You know, so it's like, y'all say stuff, but then y'all don't understand to the extent of what y'all saying. Because with religion is like, even with Muslims, they only go certain so far with their religion. Because when you start reading the Quran, you're going to have to end up going back to the Bible and start going back to the Torah. Even that says you have to go back to the Torah to understand things. With religion, like Christianity and Jehovah's Witness, a lot of them go to the New Testament. They only been in the New Testament. And then the whole thing about it is, like I try to tell them, how are you going to understand anything if you don't start with the beginning first? You're all the way in the so-called New Testament. You're in the middle of the dang book. You don't even know what's going on.
Right.
So they say, oh, no, that's the Old Testament. Oh, that's been done away with. But then when you ask for scriptures, they don't want to go to the Bible. They like, oh, I don't want to debate you. I don't want to do everything. And I tell them, even in the New Testament, in 1 Thessalonians 5:21, it says prove all things. So you have to prove to me what you're saying is true. It's not a debate.
Right.
You got to prove it.
Right. Like, it's never a debate. It's just, you know, like, you're right. Like, you know, just, you know, expound more on what you're telling somebody. You know, like it, like it ain't no wrong or right answer. I'm saying, like, in a sense, though.
See, all right, and I could use a perfect example, just like the Michael Jordan and LeBron James debate. They're right. debating everything because nobody can prove it. They can't prove that Jordan is better than LeBron. They can't prove LeBron is better than Jordan. So they keep coming with all these little things, all these little different things to show stats and all this kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying, trying to prove it. But that's why it's the debate right now, because nobody can prove that.
You're right.
Say, oh, Jordan did all these things. Jordan did that. LeBron did this. LeBron did that. But you got to prove that LeBron is better than Jordan. And that's what the Bible says. You have to prove what you're saying is true with the Bible. Don't give me one scripture and then start talking for an hour about that one scripture.
Right, right, right.
No, prove everything what you're saying with another scripture out of the Bible backing what you're saying up. And then you're a lot right. of them like to stay in Paul. They like to go into Paul. And I asked them, so you saying Paul is above Jesus or the Most High God? Oh, no, no. It ain't. Then why you keep going and saying everything what Paul said, but you're not going what Jesus said himself or what the Most High God said?
You're right,
going
right.
to Paul and you're reading Paul saying, Paul said this, Paul said that, but what did the Most High God say? What did Jesus say? Peter, in 1 Peter 3 and 15, Peter say, hey, listen, some things that Paul write about is hard. Matter of fact, let me get that real quick, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm saying, I mean, like, it's your word, dog. Like,
okay,
that's what
okay.
I call, that's why it's called, like, your take. Okay. Podcast called, yeah.
Okay. Well, this is the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3 and verse 15. And the account that long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Also, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of things in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do with other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So Peter is telling you, if you're not deep-rooted in the Bible, you can't read Paul. So
right,
there's no
right.
way possible that you're going to start in Matthew and understand. Because for one, Paul quoted out, he talked out the Old Testament. Jesus talked out the Old Testament. John talked out the Old Testament. All, every damn thing in the New Testament is in the Old Testament. So how can you start in the New and you don't understand the Old? You don't understand what's going on.
Right, right, right. You bring up a good point, though.
I mean, that's the whole point. Because the whole thing about it is, when you start talking about the Gentiles, if you don't know about the separation between the northern and southern kingdom of the Jews, that's how the word Jew became. The Jews are only Benjamin, Levi, and Judah. And then you have Zebulun, Reuben, Gad, Ephraim, Manasseh. You have all of them is Israelites. It was a separation. So he separated three tribes from the other tribes because the other tribes were just going to hell off after King Solomon died. So they started, you know what I'm saying, worshiping other gods, doing their own thing. So that it was a separation. But when you don't read the Bible, you don't understand what's really going on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like when you start talking about Gentiles, even Paul, like I say, matter of fact, let me read this one scripture because they like to use this, but then they don't understand that Paul is quoting from the Old Testament. They don't want you to go to the Old Testament because when you go to the Old Testament, you have a clear vision of everything that's going on. But this is the book of Romans chapter 9 and verse 24. Even us, whom he hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. So they try to say this is for the Gentiles. So Gentiles can be grafted in. It ain't just the Jews, but the Gentiles. But I'm going to keep going. Verse 25. As he saith also in OC, which if you look up OC, that's the prophet Hosea, which is in the Old Testament. I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. So you have to go to the Old Testament to understand what Paul talking about. So this is what Paul was quoting. This is the book of Hosea, chapter 1 and verse 10. Yet the number of the children of Israel shall be as the sand of the sea, which cannot be measured nor numbered. And it shall come to a and it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people, there it shall be said unto them, ye are the sons of the living God. That's what he quoted. But I'm gonna finish reading that up then. Then shall the children of Judah and the children of Israel be gathered together and appointed themselves one head, because it was a separation. So Paul is talking to the so-called Israelites who are scattered, who don't know they're Israelites. Because when reading the Old Testament, they start already going to captivity. So when they start going to captivity, you got to think that, all right, let's say, I'm your great-granddad. You know, I was born, all the thing you know, I was born in another place. You know, you don't know where, you just know I was born in another place. You don't even know where. You just know we're not, you're not from here. But you know nothing about your history. So anything, just like right now in America, besides the transatlantic slave trade, we don't know history. We don't know nothing about our past besides the transatlantic slave trade. All we know, we were took from Africa and put on ships. That's all we could tell you. We can't go no further than that. And that's the same thing that was going on in the Bible. They start being scattered. So when their kids start being raised up, they're being raised up as Greeks because they were scattered in Greek, Rome, Samaria, all these different nations they was raised up in. So that's what's going on when they're raised up in these different nations and stuff. They don't know what's going on. So they're going to say, if you go, to, like right now, if I go to somebody who's raised up in Europe, he can look just like me and you. I said, what you is? I'm from Europe. I'm European. Right. Black as hell.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they were doing during those times because they didn't understand who they were. So this is what Paul and Jesus, everybody else was doing. They was going to these scattered Israelites and letting them know who they were. They weren't going to the other nations. They were just going only to the Israelites. And I'm going to read this, what Jesus said himself. Because they always talk about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But Jesus, he never said nowhere in the Bible where he came from. He came to save everybody. He never said nowhere where he came to do anything besides for the children of Israel. But this is the book of Matthew, chapter 10 and verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth, commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus is telling you out of his own mouth, he telling his apostles to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Don't go to everybody else. Don't deal with any other dang nation. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And this is how the Bible is supposed to be read right here. I'm going to give you another scripture backing what I'm saying up. This is the book of Matthew, chapter 15, and I'm going to start at 22. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast. Well, no, I'm going to start at 21 first. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cried after us. So this already proven right now that he wasn't this lovable guy with his arms all open. And this woman, she calling him Lord.
Right.
Came to him crying. But verse 24, but he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Jesus telling you out of his own mouth, he only came for the Israelites who were scattered because they didn't know who they were. That's the only people he came for. But I'm going to finish this up real quick. Then came she and worshiped him, saying, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meat to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. So Jesus called the damn woman of another nation a damn dog. He didn't open his arms and, oh, I love you. And he didn't do none of that. That's not in the Bible.
Right.
A dog.
I got a quick question. Uh-huh. Question, okay. Like when they said, lost sheep. Like, do you think that like Jesus meant the people that lost? Because he'll leave some people that's already found just to find one lost sheep.
No, I got a scripture to go for that. This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 50 and verse 17. Israel is a scattered sheep. See that? That's who's the scattered sheep he's talking about. Israel. Israel is a scattered sheep. That's what I'm saying. You have to go to the Old Testament to understand what's going on in the New.
Gotcha.
So that's who that scattered sheep is, who Jesus was talking about. He didn't come for nobody else.
Gotcha.
And I got another scripture to back everything up, because when they say Jesus died for the whole world, you can't Google a scripture saying that. There's not no scripture you can pull up to say actually Jesus died for the whole world. That's what Christianity teach. That's what Jehovah Witness teach. They teach all that kind of bull crap that's not in the Bible. What we do is we read out of the Bible with scripture upon scripture upon scripture in the Bible.
Right.
Book of Acts, chapter 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on the tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. It's nowhere in this Bible that you can read that you're not going to hear about Israel from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
Right. You're right.
That's what the Bible was written for, the Israelites. It wasn't written for any other nation. When you read when you read right here, this is the book of Amos, chapter 3 and verse 1. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known out of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. So the Most High God said, I only know the children of Israel. That's the only people he know. And if we actually, and that's why they want you to stay out of the Old Testament. Because if you read the story, have you ever read the story about when the Israelites was in Egypt?
I ain't really for sure. Like, you probably got to quote some scriptures on it.
Okay, I mean, I got you. I was just trying to just you know what I'm saying. But basically, the Most High God, and I'm going to show you how he don't deal with every other nation. But this is the book of Exodus, chapter 4 and verse 22. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus says the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. See that? So the Most High said that Israel is his son, his firstborn son. Israel was, his name was Jacob. But when he wrestled with an angel, his name got changed to Israel. And he became the progenitor of the 12 tribes of Israel. He had 12 sons. And that begot the 12 tribes of Israel. But this, to show you that nobody besides from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, nobody else knew the Most High God but that bloodline. This Exodus 5 and verse 2. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord? Thou shalt obey his voice to let Israel go. I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. You see what I'm saying? Pharaoh didn't even know who the Lord was.
Right. I mean, I know in the Bible, the Lord, he didn't like Philistines. He didn't like Egyptians.
Okay, and you further proving my point,
right? Like, he didn't like certain amount of people who tried to come against his people. You know, right.
And he also hated a nation of people too.
Like a spine mower saying, like, what I'm saying, what you mean by he hated like a nation, because like I know that he easily like he get mad too, but he easily like to get rafted. So just I'm saying, like, explain more. I'm saying, yeah, like, what are you talking about?
Oh, you more, hey, always more definitely can. This is the book of Malachi, chapter 1, and I'm starting at 1. The burden of the word of the Lord to Israel by Malachi. I have loved you, said the Lord, yet ye say, wherein hast thou loved us? Was not Esau Jacob's brother, said the Lord, yet I loved Jacob, and I hated Esau. So the Lord said he hated a nation of people, which come from Esau, which would be the Edomites.
Gotcha.
So to expound on that, because the Lord don't say something, you can't go back in the Bible and do it again. So this is the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So, matter of fact, and I want to keep reading to verse 17. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for the same purpose, I have raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. So basically, the Lord made the Egyptians just to destroy them. He made them just so, you know, they could put us in captivity. We could be so much impoverished. So when he let us go out of them captivity, when he destroyed them, you got to think, when Israel got with Moses, they seen waters rise up. They seen plagues. They seen all these things. And they also seen how they just walked, they touching the walls of water. And when they got on the other side, they seen all the Egyptians got smitten, just got destroyed. He wanted to show the power so we would fear him. So like the Hebrew Israelites, man, that's not a religion. That's our heritage. That's who we are. It's not a religion. That's who we are according to the scriptures of the Bible.
Gotcha. Okay, question. What do you think about, you know, like the Lord, he flooded, you know, and like Noah's time, he flooded like the world 4 days, 4 nights. Right. Why do you think he did that? I'm saying, like, your opinion, like, do you think he did it out of a good thing, or he did it out of anger or hate?
He did that, for one, because a lot of people try to say Adam and Eve was the first people on earth. That, when anybody says that, that lets you know that you didn't read the first two pages of the Bible. That's nowhere in the Bible that Adam and Eve was the first two people on earth. So it was people before Adam and Eve. And I could prove that real quick.
Okay.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him, male and female created he them. Listen now. And God said, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. So if I tell you something, are you real or are you not real?
Real.
Okay. So it's already saying he created both of male and female. So when you go to chapter 2, and verse 7, it says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. This man right here is Adam.
Gotcha.
So he already made male and female. So a lot of people damn try to say that, oh no, that ain't what's that. No, it ain't. So then you gotta go into the scriptures and get a little deeper. Because all right, if Adam and Eve was the first people on earth, you got Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel. That's four people, right?
Right. Well, like wasn't well like I mean like on like correct me like if I'm wrong, but isn't Adam and Eve the mother and the dad of Cain and Abel?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. So Adam and Eve had Cain and Abel. That's four people. So if he didn't create nobody else, which I'm finna further prove he did, it was people already here. But I'm saying, according to Christianity, it's only four people on earth. So it's four people. So basically, you got to have sex with your sister, which they didn't have to, you know what I'm saying, to even keep populating the earth. See, that don't even make sense, do it. They had two boys. They didn't have a boy and a girl.
Right.
But this is the book of Genesis, chapter 4 and verse 13. This right after Cain killed Abel. Matter of fact, I'm going to start at... I'm going to start at 8. I'm going to let you hear the whole context. Genesis 4 and 8. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed from the earth, which have opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive, a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. So he said, you're going to be a vagabond. You're going to be a damn fugitive among the earth. So it's really, right now, it's only three people according to Christianity, according to religion. Now watch this. And Cain said unto the Lord, my punishment is greater than I could bear. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me. So how in the hell Cain saying that if anybody else see me, they gonna kill me as nobody else on earth?
Well, like, I know that the Lord, he put like a mark on Cain for nobody couldn't kill him.
Listen, and that's exactly. I'm gonna keep reading and show you. I'm glad you know that, to show you that's what happened. And show you that's why he put a mark so nobody would touch Cain. But it's only three people according to religion. So how is it three people? And Cain is this damn scared. Now watch this. And the Lord said unto him, therefore, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him shall kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. Now watch this. This is the whole point of everything. Verse 17. And Cain knew his wife. So, you know what I'm saying? If Cain knew his wife, that means the people are already here. See what I'm saying? It already said in the first chapter, he already created male and female. So, and then if Eve was the first woman here, but Cain, you know what I'm saying? It don't say that. Cain knew who his wife was. Cain was scared to be a fugitive because people was going to kill him.
Right.
See what I'm saying? So the Bible clearly tells you that it was not Adam and Eve was not the first people on earth. The Bible clearly tells you that. But Christianity wants you to start in the New Testament. So when you start a New Testament, you don't know what's going on because you haven't read these things.
Right.
So that's what's going on. It was people in the world doing wickedness. So that's why the Most High flooded the world, and he flooded everybody who came from that first line. Right now, everybody on earth right now come from Adam. everybody come from Adam right now. But that's why when you keep reading the Bible, he let everybody know, all because everybody come from Adam don't mean nothing. That's why he made a covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And even in the New Testament, it says that. He made it clear that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which Abraham had more than one son, Isaac had more than one son, because Isaac is the forefather of Jacob and Esau, the one who the Most High God hates. But he said, "And Isaac shall thy seed be called." And then Isaac, he was just saying, he didn't say seeds of many. He said, "And Isaac shall thy seed." So it's gonna be one seed that Isaac have that was gonna get the promises, and that seed was Jacob.
Okay, what are you think about? Hold on. I'm saying, like, before we go forward, like, I'm saying, like, my interpretation, you know, the flood is, I feel as if the Lord, he flooded the world because, like, the devil was trying to tamper, like, with the bloodline, because Satan, which is like Lucifer, he knew that like the real like Christ was coming, so he was trying to like mess up Jesus like bloodline. So the Lord had flooded the world like to kill that bloodline off.
And not to offend you no kind of way, but that's nowhere in the Bible. You know what I'm saying? But when you actually read, and I ain't saying you, I'm just saying when you read the Bible, you'll understand that the spiritual demon Satan is under the control of the Most High God.
Right.
So if he's under the control of the Most High God, he don't do nothing more than what God. He never rebelled. He's like, "Oh, I'm about to buck up, and then I'm gonna go do my own thing." That never happened nowhere in the Bible. That never had with Satan bucked up. There's nowhere in the Bible that Satan just like, "Oh, bump this. I'm about to rebel. Hey, who with me?" You know what I'm saying? "I'm about to go and start my own little thing." You know, say, "Who with me?" And you see some angels like, "Shit, I'll go." There's nowhere in the Bible that says that. That's what Christianity teaches you. But when you read the Bible, you understand that the spiritual demon Satan is under full control of the Most High. And real quick, I'm going to read the book of Job to show you that real quick. That is the book of Job, chapter 1 and verse 6. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. The Lord said unto Satan, 'Whence comest thou?' And Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro the earth and walking up and down it.' And the Lord said unto Satan, 'Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?' Then Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Do Job fear the God for? Do Job fear God for naught? Hast thou made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands and the substance of his increase.'" So Satan basically is telling, because Satan's job is to go, and he tempts you, just like he tempted Jesus. That's his job. So the Most High God saying, "Why don't you go tempt Job?" You know what I'm saying? He like, "Man, you gave Job everything." Because Most High saying, "Job ain't going to do nothing because Job is perfect. Job fear me. He's not going to do nothing." And Satan saying, you know what I'm saying, "Hey, you done blessed him. You gave him a house, land, everything he got." In verse 11, he said, "Put forth thine hand now and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face." So Satan saying, "Man, you give me that right there, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna come off and watch what he do." So they kind of had like a little bet going on. Most of us saying, "Hey, you know what I'm saying?" And Satan go do the work. So Satan don't go do his own little thing. Every evil that's done on earth, the Most High God does the evil. And let me get that scripture real quick. That's what we got to understand. The Most High God, hey, he does everything. This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 7. "I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Because the Lord deals in just balances. That's what he deals in. You got evil, you got to have evil. That's a just balance. That's a just weight. And that's what the Lord deals with. He deals with just balances.
That's what right,
we gotta,
right.
That's what we got to understand. Like, it ain't no, nobody ain't doing it. The Lord does everything.
Right, right, right.
He does everything.
It's like what you were saying earlier, you know, like about free will. Like, we all have, you know, free will. You know, like, it said, like, I think in the book, like Ecclesiastes, it, like, it talked about having free will. But you're going to be judged on it, though.
We don't have free will. I'm gonna get that too. That's why I say we don't do nothing that the Lord does not, you know what I'm saying? The Lord does everything.
Right, 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 right.
So it's not really free will, it's the Lord. That's what he did with Pharaoh. He hardened Pharaoh's heart with Pharaoh wouldn't let us go. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm saying like for his people to want to leave Egypt.
You said what now?
Yeah, like for his people to want to leave Egypt, because like if he didn't harden his heart, they like would have wanted to stay there because they was getting fed good in Egypt.
They were living horrible in Egypt.
No, I'm saying, but you know, like when they was out like in the like wilderness with Moses, they were even better, like I'm saying, like in Egypt than like in the wilderness.
But see, the thing you gotta understand is he took them to the wilderness to prove them first. Let me, I'll get that account real quick. He took them in the wilderness to prove them. He didn't take them out there just to then, you know, talk to them and how you doing. He took them into the wilderness to prove them. And then that also goes to show you why the so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are the children of Israel. Because we do that same exact thing. We complain about everything. That's what we do. We complain. And that's what we did then. Hey, man, I really go back to Egypt. And I was kind of straight over there. At least I got fed a meal a day and all that kind of stuff. And then the Most High fed us. He fed us more food than we could even fathom. We couldn't even eat all the food that he gave us.
Right, right, right. Well, so you want to say, like, that's why the Blacks are like, what?
The Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans.
Okay, okay, okay. The blacks. Okay, okay. I got you, got you, got you, got you, got you.
Yeah, all together, we make up the 12 tribes of Israel.
Got you, got you, got you.
And that's why I say so-called blacks. But this is the book of real quick. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to humble thee. And to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or no. So that's why we was in the wilderness all those years. He did that to put us to a test to humble our spirit.
Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha.
All that was a test. That's why we was in there. But then, real quick, I just want to break this down, proving that so-called Blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans are the children of Israel, according to the Bible. This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 and verse 1. These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel. So right now, Moses is speaking to Israel. So this book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statute, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city. So I'm asking you, who's living worse in the cities? Who's living poorest in the cities?
Who's black
on the streets, in the projects, black, the Section 8s.
Blacks.
And Hispanics too. You know what I'm saying? They got a damn shack up, seven people to one damn house.
Well, yeah, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right. You got a point.
If you go to Miami and stuff like that, Hispanics are in the projects.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're right, you're right.
And me and you went to Greensboro together. You know what I mean? Hispanics over there?
Right, you're right, you're right.
You feel what I'm saying? And Native Americans. a lot of black people know, and this is crazy that we don't think about like this right here, but you be like, hey, man, what's your nationality? Like, oh, shoot. I'm part Native American. My granddad was Native American. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, I'm also black. See what I'm saying? That don't even make sense.
Right,
you know,
right.
You are what your father is. And let me get that real quick before I finish proving anything what I'm saying. But you're only one race. And that's what I'm saying. Black people know they come from Native Americans. You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing about it is when you're taught wrong, you learn wrong.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So let me get that account real quick.
So I assume, you know, when you like in your like leisure time, you like do like a lot of studying and like researching.
Right. Right. Most definitely do that. That's exactly what I do. This is the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 18. And they assembled all the congregation on the first day of the second month, and they declared their pedigrees after their family by the house of their fathers. Your pedigree is your lineage. So they did everything about the house of their fathers. Even when you take so-called science and all the kind of stuff, you'll learn that the male has a stronger gene. So it's not a crossbreed thing. You are what your father is, what your grandfather is. But yes, in my spare time, this is what I do, because we talk to a lot of Christians and all these kind of other different religions, and we do our best, because a lot of black people too, they think we're from Africa and all this and stuff like that. So we got to do a lot of studying to really, hey, that's what the Lord said, study and show thyself approved.
You got to study.
You got to study, because if you don't, you'll be confounded. But let me keep reading these curses. And cursed shall thou be in the field, which we all know that hit home. Even to this day, the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans in the fields.
Right, you're right.
Right now, you go to Quincy, go to Greensboro, you see the tomato fields up and pumping, and you see who are already there. We be the first ones to go there. The Mexicans be already there, and then you got the blacks there trying to make a quick dollar. And we already know about slavery where we was, the cotton fields, tomato fields, all these different fields we was in. Every damn movie every slave movie you see, you damn near see us in the field.
Right.
Verse 17, cursed shall thou be thy basket and thy store. That's your financial stability. So say like your great-granddaddy had a store, right? He had a store, but then he passed down to your daddy. So by the time you get to you, y'all ain't got nothing. We can't keep that. You can't name one black person that been rich, like they've been wealthy, and they stayed wealthy. Because that's a curse upon us. You might end up getting a little, you know, so you got to think, all the people who hit the lotto, you hear nothing else about these people.
You don't.
Right, because why they end up blowing that money?
Yeah. So yeah, you're right.
You know.
Okay. 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 Like I'm saying, like speaking of blacks, why you think that they got the saying for us crabs like in a bucket? Like every time a crab get up, the crab try to pull us down. Now, do you think that's come from slavery? You know, from the field, black person and like the house black person?
You talking about that saying?
Yeah.
And listen, everything you can say is a scripture for that. This is the book of Deuteronomy 28 and 37. And thou shalt become an astonishment. Astonishment is what you see us doing. When you go out to them, those shit with our pants sagging, you know, you see us on TV acting a damn ass. You know what I'm saying? That's an astonishment. A proverb is exactly what you just said, is a wise saying. Niggas don't read. If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in the book. Niggas are lazy. What you just said, all these are proverbs that was put upon our people. How in the hell are we lazy and we built this whole damn country?
Right, right.
How the hell do we not read when we done learned all about history? And we learned your story. That's why I call it his story, because it's his story that he's making up. And the crazy thing about it is, they put stuff so they put stuff, they say stuff, and when you don't research, you don't even understand. Like they start to say we're all human. For one, that's like me saying the word I'm gonna talk for 1 minute just to get you to understand stuff. If I say, hey man, bro, why you acting so damn childish? You're a grown man. But I called you childish because you're acting like a child. That's just right. Like so-called Jew-ish. They act like Jews, but they're not Jews. That's why they call themselves Jew-ish. See what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that these are names that said just like human. Hue means color. So you have to be a person of color to be a human. You know what I'm saying? So they say we're humans, and I say, how are you human and you're not of color? You have to be of color. Nigger means black. That's a color. You know what I'm saying? That's a color. So that means black is a human.
You know what I'm saying?
They say a lot of things to let me read this last part of the scriptures. And a byword among all nations where the Lord shall lead thee. So a byword is a nigga, African American, black, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican. All these are bywords. Jamaican, Caribbean, all these are bywords.
Right, right.
So the Most High is showing you. And right here, verse 28 and 46. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and a wonder, and upon thy seed forever. So these curses supposed to be upon our people for a sign and a wonder. You know, a sign is when you walk up to the store, that must say McDonald's or something like that. What's in McDonald's?
That burgers and fries.
You know it. You know you go there, you can get something to eat.
Right.
You know, Publix. You go to Publix, what you get out of Publix?
Maybe some chicken or like I'm saying, whatever. Like you could go like shopping in there, grocery shopping.
Right, exactly. That's what these curses is. Upon it's a sign. So these curses is a sign saying this is who the children of Israel is. And to make you and to make you wonder, damn, this sound like me he's reading about. This sound like what I've been through. This sound like, you know what I'm saying, what I know my people been through. I'm gonna go back to 32 real quick. It says, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people, and thine eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long, and there shall be no might in thy hand. I'm going to take it to the new times. Have you ever seen the movie the Django?
Yeah.
Okay, you seen the Django. Before the white man got him, taught him all this stuff, what happened? His wife got took from him. And what he did? Right. Nothing. He couldn't do nothing. That's just like we know in slavery times when the white man come get our kid. That's why we sung all the damn slave songs. He took every single mic. The Lord did this. When the white man come get our people, all we do is sing and cry. That's all we did was sing and cry.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Even right now, they changed it up. It's still the same thing. If you whoop your child right now, what's going to happen? If you will be a child, somebody telling you what's gonna happen. Child service is gonna come get him, right?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Same damn thing. You gotta think. White people don't whoop their kids. They never did. That's why their kids grow up bad as hell. That's why they fuck you, mom. Fuck you, dad. You know, I run this shit. You look like, damn, how they do that? But us, when we whoop our kids, now our kids get taken from us. When you look at the same what's going on right now with the people kidnapping our kids right now? Human trafficking. When you look at the human trafficking right now, we got the highest rate of that. Our kids got the highest rate of human trafficking. And what we do, I'm gonna bring it to the best example. I don't know if you seen the story. It was like a little bit last year where a white lady came in the house, black boy was in there playing the video game. She came in the house and shot him. And then lied and said she thought that was her house.
I ain't heard
you. Go look that up. I can send it to you. But she shot him and said, and she lied and said she thought it was her house. And what did our people do? They forgave her. They went to court and hugged her and forgave her.
So our people, so like which was his parents, hugged her?
They forgave her. That's a curse. That's like, you know, voodoo. If I curse, you know, a curse is just like voodoo. I put a curse on you that you can't go out the damn door. Your ass gonna be old as hell sitting in your house until you die. You know what I'm saying? That's what we are, cursed people. This is what we only people do, this kind of stuff. Think about this, bro. How many white people kill our people? What we do? Nothing. We march, we Black Lives Matter. But if I go kill your cousin, what's gonna happen? Y'all finna ride on me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't play that. They don't know who's finna ride, but it's a curse when you can't go fight your oppressor. You can't do nothing but march, try to hold hand, you know what I'm saying, and still get shot in the damn street and nothing gonna happen. That's a curse. There be no might in thy hand. We don't have no might. We can't fight that. We can't fight back.
My thing is, they always saying Black Lives Matter when we killing our own people ourselves.
But see, once again, for one, we killing our own people, and that's why we study history. For one, that's a curse. I'm going to read that real quick, show you. Everything you say is in the Bible. This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28, and verse 54. So that the man that is tender among you and very delicate. Because I know if you seen us in the 70s, we was cool. We was loving.
Hell, right.
Me and you about the same age. So we already knew back in the 90s, early 90s, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shit, a neighbor might whoop your ass.
Right, you're right.
We was cool. You know what I'm saying? Watch this, though. His eyes shall be evil toward his brother and toward the wife of his bosom and toward the remnant of his children, which he shall leave. Now, who's known for leaving children? Known for leaving their children.
Right.
See what I'm saying? That's a curse. His eyes shall be evil toward his brother. So now, instead of, man, we like, hey, what's up, my brother? Hey, nigga, I don't know you. You know what I'm saying? Hey, blood. You know what I'm saying? Hey, what you doing around here, blood? That's a curse. See what I'm saying? We're a cursed people. That's why we doing these things. Because like you said before, we didn't do it. But that's like, also too, if you read of a curse don't mean it's going to happen. If I curse you right now, it don't mean it's going to happen. Have you ever seen the movie Holes?
Nah, I haven't seen it, but like I heard of it.
Okay, well, she put a curse, and that curse went to the Yanez family until the curse was broken. But it didn't happen right then. And like, if I put a curse on you, it can happen tomorrow, next week, a month, a year from now. I could curse you to the point that when you have a wife, that's when the curse takes effect. So a curse don't mean it got to happen right then. It gradually happens. It takes time. Whenever that time is for that curse to take effect, that's when it takes effect.
I got you.
Okay. And, I know I've been, we've been a thing for a minute, man. I'm gonna give you a couple more scriptures. Go ahead and get straight to the point, proving who we are. Verse 28:40. Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger. When you hungry, where you get your food from?
Well, hold on. You are, what, say that again?
Therefore shalt thou serve thine enemies, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger. So when you're hungry, which Lord are saying, you're going to serve your enemies. But he's saying when you're hungry, who do you go to get your food?
Right.
I'm saying, who do you go get your food from?
Oh, you know, like if I don't have them at the house, I go to the store.
Who owns the store?
You know, like a white man or a black man, or
if a black man owns a store, who would get his food from?
He get his food from most likely like a distribution center.
And who owns the distribution center?
Probably like most likely like a white dude.
Exactly. is just playing upon tables. And why
you right though?
It's gonna get deeper. Now I'm gonna show you. Okay, and then thirst. When you want your drink, who you get it from?
Probably like a white owned store.
Hey, once again. And nakedness. So when you want clothes on your back, who you get your clothes from? Your Polo, your Nike, all these. Who you get that from?
Like a white like innovator.
Exactly. And in the want of all things. When you want your driver's license, who you get it from? When you want a car, who you get it from? When you want to get an education, who you get it from?
You're right.
You see what I'm saying?
A Caucasian, you're right.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And watch this now. And I'm going to show you how, that's why I said the Bible is upon, that's why I said these curses is for a sign and a wonder. Because he's giving it to you blood raw that you can't run from it. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Who the hell had yoke of iron upon their necks? You watched the Django already, so you know who the hell had yoke of iron upon their necks.
Yeah, blacks.
You feel me? But who put the yoke of iron upon their neck?
You bring up a good point, though. You bring up a good point.
Listen, exactly. You got to think about this now. It's until he had destroyed thee. So now, that's like a dog. When you sometimes, you know, you got to walk a dog, you know what I'm saying, on the leash. You whoop his ass so much to the point that, you know what I'm saying, when you let him go, he ain't going to run away. That same thing happened with us. We got our ass whooped so much and everything like that to the point that now, when he took chains off, now we want, I love you. I ain't going nowhere. I call you master in a whole nother category now.
Right.
You feel me? So now is the point that now we're not going to buck up against you no more. That's why if you ever heard of Willie Lynch had to come, he had started sending things down because of the fact that we were bucking up against them.
So Willie Lynch had to come here. He wrote, let's make a slave.
Exactly. Exactly.
So, I mean, like his terminology was crazy because he noticed that slaves, like I was saying, little children, they most likely, anything that their mama said, they'll probably listen. And like, I know that they had tied somebody like to a horse, like if I ain't mistaken, you know what I'm saying, like and watched out and like, let all the slaves watch it. And then they just split them to hell.
And do you know that's on clothes right now? They still got that. That's on clothes. Still got them damn where he's getting pulled off. I forgot the name of clothes. I don't wear them damn clothes no more. I learned that a long time ago.
I think. Oh, so they got clothes of him?
Yeah, bro. We still wear them clothes. Let me look it up real quick. We still wear them, bro. We just don't understand. You know why? What the hell going on?
See, I ain't know that, you know, like we wearing this man clothes, bro. Like that was, you know, that was crazy.
Right. It's Levi's. That's what it was. Levi's.
Really?
Yes, bro. Levi jeans. If you look at Levi clothes, Levi symbol, you will clearly see it got the damn, the Levi has two horses, you know what I'm saying? And it got the damn thing right there on the jeans. Like, it's just, that, you know what I'm saying? That was, man, come on, man. They got it right in front of your face.
All right, right. You right. You know, yeah.
You look up the Levi symbol. You clearly see that it got a man getting torn apart. It just got the jeans. But they still symbolizing that.
Right, right. Man, like, that's sad, though.
Right. And watch this. Now the Lord is really finna tell you that's like, I mean, you're agreeing, you're understanding, but even if you wasn't, he's going to tell you who these people are. Now watch this. Verse 49. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flyeth. What country represents an eagle?
Dang. Not on like right off hand, you know. Dang, on United like
States, we represent a bald eagle.
Oh yeah, I'm tripping, man.
But listen, watch this: United States, Spain, Greece, Rome, Europe. Every single white nation represents an eagle. See that?
Okay.
A nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, because we knew we didn't understand English when we came over here. A nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of old, nor shew favor to the young. And we already know that they didn't give a damn about the old people. Old people died in the cotton fields. We from Florida, so we know our babies got fed alligator for alligator bait. So they get the skin off of it. We know these things in Florida. So he's telling you who the, I ain't got to sit here. If I break everything down to, I ain't got to say, oh, it's a so-called white man. I'm telling you who it is. When you put everybody up in the lineup, who is this matching up to? It matching up. Hey, you can't find no other nation that have been through this, that have been through slavery like this. We've been in every single captivity under every nation. It's no other escape from this. But I'm going to get straight to the conclusion of everything. I'm going to say it like that, to the conclusion. This is the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. Let me get my scripture to back that up. 28 and verse 68. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. So he said, the Lord going to bring thee Egypt. So what was Israel doing in Egypt? You just said earlier.
They was working, you know, they were eating good and all that.
Hell, okay, we're finna see. This is the book of Exodus, chapter 20, and verse 2. I am the Lord thy God, which thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. The Israelites were slaves in Egypt. That's why Moses had to free them. If they was eating good and just working and chilling, then it wasn't, hey, everything was good. They was right. Slaves. So the Lord said, so Egypt is synonymous to slavery. It don't mean a physical place. Egypt just means slavery. And it says, and the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again. How did we get over here to the land of America?
You know, like what they say, like, you know, like in the book, you know, Europeans went over to Africa and, you know, brought us over here.
What, on an airplane?
They say, I guess a boat.
With ships. Look how the Bible said that. I'm going to read it one more time. And the Lord shall bring thee into Egypt again, slavery again, with ships. By the way whereof I speak unto thee, by the way he's saying it's going to happen just like that. Thou shalt see it no more again. We never see in our homeland again. And there ye shall be sold to your enemies for a bondman, slave man, and bondwoman, slave woman. And no man shall buy you, meaning no man shall redeem you. Like you had Marcus Garvey try to come and save us. He couldn't do it. Malcolm X tried to damn put some wisdom in out there, and he couldn't do it. God dang it, what my boy name is?
Well, King?
No, Khalid Muhammad. Khalid Muhammad. Martin Luther King was a coon. But Khalid Muhammad, he was trying to tell us the truth. He was trying to tell us who the church of Israel. He got killed. You can look him up, Khalid Muhammad. He was part of the Nation of Islam, but then he started understanding that we were the true Israelites, we were the true Jews of the Bible, and he started teaching that, and he got killed. But when you look at that, it's playing upon tables. There's no other nation that been through captivity with slave ships. Through all this, do you understand who you are according to the Bible?
I mean, like my understanding, yeah.
So, according to the Bible, what would you be?
I mean, like, to be real with you, for what I was taught growing up and, like, for what I have read, you know, they always be trying to kill Christians and they always be trying to abolish all Christianity. So, me personally, to be real with you, I feel like still. I'm a Christian, you know, like, and I'm going to stand on that, you know what I mean? Because I have a lot of dreams, and I ask God to interpret it to me, and I always come to pass. And I'll be real with you, like, it's a lot of stuff. I ain't saying, like, I'm a bad person, because I feel as if I ain't never been a bad person, but I made some bad choices like all of us, And I feel as if it wasn't nobody but God who got me out of that place and time.
So, okay, you said what you read. You said they all tried to kill Christians. For one, that's what we studied. If right. Christianity was made off rape, robbery, and murder from Pope Alexander, the Pope of Rome. You can look this up. They rape, robbed, and murdered and made people believe in Christianity. You only hear the word Christian one time in the whole Bible. And they were calling the Israelites Christian, saying they were followers of Christ. So,
all right,
I'm just going to say this, brother. I'm going to give you two more scriptures to show you that it, if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Baptist, or whatever, the Bible, you might want to put the Bible down because it ain't for you. Because the Bible was only written to the Israelites. This is the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 1. I say the truth. Matter of fact, let me go start at what's called it real quick. This is Paul talking. This is the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 1. Have God cast away his people? God forbid. For I am also an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. So Paul's saying that he's an Israelite from the tribe of Benjamin. Okay, so back to Romans 9. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost that I have great heaviness and continued sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, Christ dying on the cross, and the Israelites being adopted back into the fold. And the glory, that's the new heaven, and the covenants, the old covenant and the new covenant, and the service of God, the Levitical laws that the Most High gave to the Levites, and the promises which he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose are the fathers of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God bless forever. Amen. So, and I'm going to read one more scripture showing you that, you know, Christians, none of that other stuff is getting into the kingdom. This is the book of Revelation, chapter 21 and verse 12. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names there written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. So if you don't belong to one of the tribes of the children of Israel, how are you going to get in the kingdom? That's a question I'm asking you. How are you going to get in the kingdom if you're not part of the 12 tribes of children of Israel?
I mean, like my answer is, you know, I mean, from what I believe in, by the grace of God, you know, because, you know, his grace is sufficient, you know, by grace, you know, because none of us perfect. We all have sinned. So by repentance, by like accepting, you know, Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior.
But like hold on. For one, I just broke down who was repentance for. When I read Acts 4 to give repentance to Israel. Do I need to read that again?
Nah, I'm saying, okay, like, I don't understand what you're saying.
You're saying repentance, but repentance was only given to the children of Israel. And then you said something about what you believe. You didn't say something that you know. So this is the book of Revelation, chapter 22 and verse 19. And if any man shall take away the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and for the things which were written in this book. So that's just like I told you earlier. When people talk, they don't talk with thus says the Lord. They talk and they don't prove it. The Bible says prove all what you believe in. It's about proving. Give me scriptures to prove what you're saying is true. Because there's nowhere in the Bible that none of that stuff makes anything valid. If God is only dealing with one nation of people, then how can a religion, which is basically idol worshiping, and you need to look that up too, where did Christianity come from? And you'll see that where it came from. Caesar Borgia, the Pope's son. That's who is the image of Jesus.
What are you talking about? What the name is? Like Caesar Borgia?
Yeah. I just said that Caesar Borgia. He's the image of Jesus.
So question.
Go ahead.
Okay, you know, like this little bit off topic, but it's on the same topic. Like from a spiritual standpoint, what do you think about people taking like the vaccine then?
I mean, for one, that's basically you're selling your soul doing that. You know, you don't give a damn about the Most High God because the Most High God in Psalms, he said, "Thou art my strength." So you don't even believe that the Most High God can heal you through all this. And
right,
then,
right.
For one, these vaccines have antibodies and they have robots in them. They have micro, little, tiny antibodies in them. That's what the 5G towers are for. So when they eventually cut the 5G towers on to everybody who got that vaccine, there's no telling what you're going to do. But you don't have the control of your own body no more. You're basically selling your soul.
But I sort of like the same way. I mean, I feel like it's the mark of the beast.
It's not the mark of the beast, but that's what some people believe. But they don't go in the scriptures because the scriptures break all that stuff down. But, you know, I can't break that down to you because you don't want to profess yourself to be an Israelite, even though, you know, I broke plenty of scriptures down to prove that you are Israelite and that the Most High only deals with the Israelites. So
I mean, you said some powerful stuff. You know, you did. You know, like
I read the Bible.
What I'm saying, but you know what, like what you came from. Like you said some powerful stuff, you know, from the Bible. You know, like, and I'm not here, you know, like to go against what you said. You know, that's what's called like your take. I mean,
bro, I
support your decision. You know what I mean?
But I'm saying, all I did was read the Bible. So the only thing you're doing is going against what thus says the Lord. So real quick, I'm going to prove this last point. In the same book, when you first hear about the so-called Christian being brought up, that's in Acts, the 11th chapter. So it Acts 13 tell you who these so-called Christians are. The book of Acts chapter 13, verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets such as Barnabas and Simeon that were called nigger. That's in the Bible. So these people, huh?
Well, hold on. You want like read it one more time.
Book of Acts chapter 13 and verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon that were called nigger.
I never heard it in the Bible.
You can look it up yourself, Acts 13 and 1. It's a lot of things you don't hear in the Bible because Christianity doesn't teach you that. They only teach a certain little thing, and that's just like from your knowledge to Christianity, you have not quoted one scripture to prove your point, but I've quoted more than, and I can guarantee you that I go to church with you Sunday. All the scriptures I brought out, you won't hear as close to as many as I brought out today. In this damn hour or so we've been on the phone, you only hear close of the scriptures that I gave you today in church.
Gotcha. Like, you got to send me that, like, because I don't got no pen on me. Like, you got to send me that scripture, which I'm saying what you just read, though.
I mean, I can send it to you, but that's showing that the foreign, the Israelites are black, and that's what they were called. That's what there's nothing new under the sun. They called us niggas back then, and they called us niggas now.
Right.
So the so-called followers of Christ, just like all the apostles, all of them were Israelites.
Right.
So all I'm telling you, brother, is out of love, it ain't out of no debate, but you need to start researching things because I would want to talk to you before. I just, you know what I'm saying, three times you got to tell somebody before you wipe your hands with them. That's in Titus. So
right.
I'm going to give you another chance before we talk again to get scriptures and prove your point on the Christianity thing and how can you get into heaven on anything. Don't give me what you think. Read the Bible. Like I've been doing to you the whole time. Give me scriptures proving your point. It's not what you believe. It's not a belief when you can prove.
I prove to you that these curses are real. Because every time I tell you about the curses, all you can do is say, right, I agree. That's something that you can physically feel and understand.
Oh yeah. I mean, like we we definitely, you know, gonna have I'm saying like another talk though.
Oh yeah, I would definitely want to, but like I say, next time have scriptures that can prove your point. It's not nothing. Let me read the scripture real quick. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things. Hold fast which is good. So you have to prove all things. The Bible is good. So you have to prove everything that you're saying from the Bible in the Bible.
I didn't tell you nothing without going to a scripture proving what I was saying.
Right.
So, you know, do some studying. Call your pastor. Ask him. Whatever you got to do, call Big Mama. So when you come, you have scripture so I can show you that they don't know what they're talking about. And I'm going to prove everything through the Bible.
Gotcha. Okay, check this out. Like, before, you know, we end this call, is it, like, can you tell people, you know, where to find you at, you know, like, on all, like, media, on like, social media? And, you know, like, is there anybody that you want to shout out?
I mean, if anybody need to find me, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Barack Yashaala. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you type up Barack, you know what I'm saying? My name should come up. You know what I'm saying? But if you need to, you know what I'm saying, be able to spell my name, you know what I'm saying, is BarackYashaala. You know, that's the same thing on my Instagram too. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my camp, WFI, Washington for Israel. You know, you can tune in to our YouTube channel. I'm part of WFI Orlando. You know, we got some mighty brothers there. You know what I'm saying? And all I got to say is, man, all praise to the Most High. Yahweh Bashem, Yahweh Shah.
Gotcha. Man, like, it's been good, man, like, talking to you, man. I look forward to having, like, another combo with you.
Oh, yeah, all praises, brother. Talk to you soon.
All right, bro.
All right, shalom.